Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
And it's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. How's everybody doing? I'm Chris Mack. He's Mark Cabali. Look at that. In tropical, sunny Florida. As this is the latest edition of Cabali and Mack. Are we live? I think we're live. I hit the live button. I think we're good.
How
are
you doing?
Hold on. I'm making sure we're good. There we go. We're live. Well, I think we're... Can people hear us, Kaboom? You are the star of the internet this morning. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, you know, this might be a short-lived podcast. Can we do it in, like, separate... sessions here? Or
Why? What's going on?
I just get a text message that the general manager might talk in 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Jesus. All right. Well, let's get right to it then. Thanks to the Dan Heck team. HeckTeamHomes.com. You're looking to buy or sell a home in Western PA. They are there to help you. They're here to support Cabali and Mack, and we appreciate it. As mentioned, I'm Chris Mack. He's Mark Cabali, the star of the internet this morning. What was going on there, Kaboom, when you were just sitting there listening to Coach T and just kind of zoned out for a second? Is that all it was? You just zoned out for a second?
You have to understand there's about – he was kind of popular this morning, right?
So there's a little bit.
A little popular.
Is it that – hold on. Before you answer the question about how you zoned out in the middle of one of Mike Tomlin's patented Mike T answers, is it that hot down there? He was sweating bullets.
Yeah. No, you know, he said he just got out of the shower. He got a schmutz rag a little bit later from Pert Lawton, so he was good after that. He left the schmutz rag there, and I was thinking maybe I should have grabbed it and we could have gave it away podcast.
Yeah, did you grab it?
No, that's kind of disgusting.
What? That is kind of disgusting, but somebody would have wanted it.
Hey, so there's about 100,000 people around him. It's really a tiny area. It's like inside one of those makeshift tents. I get there early, plop my rear end next to him because there's cameras all in front of him.
Sure.
And everybody's there. And you have to understand, no matter where you sit at that point, somebody's going to have a camera potentially on you.
Right.
And it just happened to be DeFabo. Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. I was not sleeping. It was just another one of the answers I've heard for like 100 times. Right before that, you don't understand. I was sitting there. I said to somebody next to me, I don't know if it was Saunders or whoever it is. I said, I got to be very aware of my facial reaction. Mm-hmm. I'm this close to him. And there we go. I just can't do it.
You've been guilty in the past of reacting in a way. Your face tells a story, Mark. Let's be honest. You're a storyteller. And it starts with your facial expressions. Yeah. And we got that today. That is going to live forever. I need you to understand, more than any other Mark Cabali facial expression in the background of any other press conference, this one is going to live forever because it said exactly what we all think when Mike T starts to ramble and go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And
I got a little dart later, but I set myself up for that dart.
Oh, the DK Metcalf question about the candy.
Yeah, I set myself up for that.
So, I'll give him credit. He probably could have taken a harder swing, you know. But he just gave you a little baby dart, little dart, you know. DK Metcalf wears 3 Snicker bars a day better than anybody in the world. Not just you, you know?
And the weird thing is later, they have a lot of candy bars out here. for the media. So I picked up two Twix and like, yeah, is it Twixes or Twix?
Oh, that's a good question.
And Farabaugh took a picture, I think. So I'm sure that's out there somewhere, me holding two Twix. It is what it is. I set myself up for the last one. I mean, I knew. I was just curious. I mean, at that time, we were winding down. He was already out there for 25 minutes.
Right.
It was taking a little bit of a, you know, a goofy approach to the Aaron Rodgers questions were number 300 for the day. So,
well, I you know what? People ask all the time, why do you ask the same questions over and over? Why do you guys keep asking the same questions, the same questions, the same questions? I want you to I think we saw that on display today. But real quick, I also want to thank our good friends at Southwest Greens. It was rainy overnight here in Pittsburgh, which means your lawn could be a mess. If you had a beautiful Southwest Greens artificial surface in your yard, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that. You wouldn't have to worry about watering it later in the summer when things dry out. You wouldn't have to worry about mowing it, about all the chemicals that get sprayed on it to keep it from dying, about your kids playing on those chemicals, about the dogs and the pets and all that. No, you could get a beautiful yard from Southwest Greens. Just go to southwestgreenspa.com right now. Tell Jake that Kabali and Mac sent you. And then, boom, there you go. You've got the best-looking yard in the neighborhood year-round without any of the maintenance hassle as well. Southwest Greens, PA, we thank them for being a sponsor of Kabali and Mac as well. I thought the same asking, not the same asking, the asking of the Rodgers questions in different ways did a good job of, I guess, sort of opening up Tomlin eventually to finally giving everybody the sound bite that they wanted, which was there is no drop dead date. There is no deadline for Aaron Rodgers. You guys kept peppering, asking. I know it started yesterday. You guys met with them once, and then there was the breakfast meeting today with no breakfast in the room, by the way, I heard as well. No food there anymore.
There was some runny eggs. And
was there? Okay. Garofalo.
Very, very runny eggs.
Mike Garofalo from NFL Network was saying there was no food to be found anywhere.
Oh, there's food. There's food.
Okay.
I got the Twix, the sausage, candy and the croissant.
But finally, after all that peppering, we got, I think, the answer that a lot of people were waiting to get, which is, they'll wait indefinitely, it sounds like, for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, then we find out, I think Garofalo reported that DK and Rodgers were throwing this weekend somewhere at some undisclosed location. So
oh, I haven't seen that
not
yet.
Hear that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, I've said this for a month now. This has been done. It's just a matter of, you know, I don't know, letting Aaron do it. March to the beat of his own drum.
Right.
I mean, DK Metcalf doesn't go and have a throwing session with a guy that may or may not be
his future quarterback.
Right? Yeah. I mean, does Metcalf not assured of who the quarterback might be? Does Russell Wilson sign somewhere else if he's not sure what's going on? Now, you have to be careful if you're the Steelers in an organization, because you can't come out and say, yeah, he's going to sign. Because, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And what happens if he doesn't? It makes you look weak. It makes you look like you're a disgrace. So you got to be a little bit careful and play it this route. But forget plan A, plan B, and plan C. It's always been Aaron Rodgers for the past couple of weeks since Fields signed. And it's just a matter of they're going to wait because they know what the outcome's going to be.
Well, but why, it comes back to the same question. What the hell are we waiting for Rodgers to decide on then? Or, you know, this is what lends some people to believe in all the conspiracy theories about Big Night Out and all that. What the hell are we waiting for? Because if they really believe that this is 98.5% done, I don't know, I'm putting a random number on it, then to the point where Rodgers and Metcalf could go catch on the side and, you know, then what the hell's stopping them from just putting pen to paper and getting it done?
I've been saying this forever now. It's Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. He might not know. He might need his deity to talk to him or something to that effect. I don't know. It's Aaron Rodgers. I don't think – I mean, it's not – I can almost guarantee. I mean, there's all that rumors about the Pat Big Night Out, and he's going to announce there –
Right.
That's not going to happen. Now, what might happen is he might make his first public appearance there. I mean, but I don't think that would be something that he would hold up. I mean, there's no guarantee Pat would even know this. Be honest.
No,
with
I'm
you.
Not saying Pat
Nobody,
knows.
I don't think anybody knows. But I could see that potentially. Could you imagine he signs on Monday?
Right.
Then all of a sudden on Wednesday, here he comes.
Yeah.
No announcement. All of a sudden, discount double check shows up and the 20,000 people go, wow.
That's what I mean. If there's one thing that Aaron Rodgers might be able to learn from Russell Wilson's experience a year ago, it's come in and kiss Steelers fans' asses right away, right? Russ did all that stuff really well. He tried to embrace Steelers fans as much as he could from the get-go as soon as he signed, right? If Rodgers really wants to get everybody behind him, he could do worse than walking out in front of, you know, 18, 19,000 people next Wednesday night and just blowing the roof off the place.
Yeah, again, he would, too, even if he has his detractors.
Sure.
There's not going to be one person would boo him. You have to understand, oh, my God, there's a bird just landed on the table right next to me.
Are you sitting outside?
Yeah, this is some kind of fancy jewelry store that would, you know, maybe you could afford it, but I would be afraid to even walking into it right now at the Breakers. But it's an outside like area, and the bird just sat on the table. As he flew away, he took a dump.
No.
And almost landed on some rich guy, so that was kind of funny.
Are you staying within even like a mile of this hotel? Are you allowed anywhere near it?
Near this hotel, in West Palm, you got two types of hotels.
Uh-huh.
The one that costs $800 and the one that, you know, there might be like murder caution tape around it. And this is, I'm at the latter.
The one where you're actually sleeping, you mean?
No, I'm at the old La Quinta. Suites. There is no suite there, let me tell you that. I don't mind it, though. I don't give a crap. You just sleep there for 20 minutes or...
Does it have one of those vibrating beds I asked you about before that I know you're a big fan of?
No, but the other day somebody was trying to get in and their car key didn't work, so they got a new one. They came back up and the lady said, "What, it doesn't work again?" He goes, "It works, but somebody's sleeping in my bed, so I'm not quite sure if it's the right room." I'm like,
somebody's sleeping in my bed.
they do put me up in a 5-star if they wanted to. I just choose not to.
Yeah, because you're a man of the people, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to snag a couple candy bars on the way out.
Oh, you don't understand. I got like 14 of them in my room now. I just keep taking them. I'm like, I don't have to go east. The Easter bunnies come early for the kids. Woohoo! I swear, I should have taken a picture, but then
Wait,
they would be on to me.
You make fun of me for being cheap, but that is, supplementing the Easter bunny by taking candy from the NFL
meetings.
They had
Milky Way yesterday. They had Twix today. I just keep, every time I walk by, I grab a couple and throw it in a box. And
I think you just answered your own question, by the way. You said Twix. I think the plural of Twix is Twix.
Okay.
I don't think it's Twixes.
Twix is the only candy with the cookie crunch. But yeah, I mean, I think it's smart business.
What, free candy bars?
Yeah, free candy bars. Take some water, throw it in there, and that
you'll be stocked up. So, okay, the extent of the Rodgers questioning, all we got out of it is they're gonna sit and wait. They're gonna sit and wait. They're gonna sit and wait. Is there any reason to believe that they actually would reach a point? I know yesterday, before today, you guys, you know, you talked to him this morning and beat him down to eventually where he said there is no drop dead date. But I know yesterday you guys talked to him right around dinner time, and he kind of alluded to the fact that training camp might be kind of a soft deadline for when they would want to see Rodgers come in if they had one.
Us as the assembled media had a difference of opinions right there. I really believed he was talking about something else. But everybody else overruled me. So I'm like, I'll go with the masses. Maybe I didn't understand it correctly. I thought he was talking about learning and putting game plans in. And it's not something you do over the summer. It's something you do at training camp. So that would be the time for that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because he was asked, was it you that asked him about, somebody asked him about OTAs and, you know, how the preparation that goes into OTAs. And his response was basically, yeah, I don't know, that's just for guys getting to know each other. I'm paraphrasing. And then he was asked later about, you know, was he asked specifically about installing plays and things like that? And that's when he said training camp is the line of demarcation.
I think the originally was that's where the issue came. It came with Rodgers was the opening question, but he pivoted it toward getting to learn in the offseason more about getting to know people rather than, you know, getting ready for games. And that's more like training camp. And I just took it as he was talking.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna read it verbatim from the transcript you sent me. You ready? The question was, at what point in the team development process does it become a concern to not have a quarterback in the building or to not have the quarterback room rounded out? Is it when OTAs start, minicamp? Is there a point in your mind where it hinders the team? And he said, in the spring, it's about teaching and learning, getting familiar with players, making sure they get familiar with some of the things that we value. It's not an evaluation time of the year for us. It's certainly not a time of year where we're focused on readying ourselves for game action. Certainly training camp would kind of be a line of demarcation in terms of that discussion. This spring is about teaching and learning.
Is he talking about Rodgers? Is he talking about?
That sounds like a more general answer to me about systems and game planning and having a quarterback developing chemistry with receivers.
Yeah, it was difficult because he took the question and went with it a different way. But the initial question was about Rodgers, so you assumed it was that. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. I don't know. I went with the masses because everybody's – I'm like, how did you take this? Because, obviously I'm not always right.
Sure.
Maybe.
Not always. 99.9%.
So I'm like, everybody's like, no, he was talking about Rodgers. I'm like, maybe you want him to be talking about Rodgers, but – I don't know.
Well, it sounds
it's
like
up
in
for
the
interpretation.
End, it sounds like in the end he wasn't talking about Rodgers because today he said a couple of times basically there is no deadline. There's no drop dead date. There's no deadline. And
what sounds
also,
to me is he knows when it's going to be. The deadline's not going to come into effect.
Well, it also sounded to me though like he and we talked about this for a while now. Really, since Mason signed, actually since. Mason signed, and then a few days later, Rodgers came for the six-hour visit and left without a contract signed. It sounded to me like they actually would be okay going into the season with Rudolph as the starter. I know you've mentioned that a couple times, but he said that basically this morning. He said, yeah, we know what that looks like, and we trust him.
I'm just biting my tongue with a troll on our Twitter.
Oh, I'm not even looking at the comments right now.
There's a troll there. There's a troll. What have you chosen to do in your life? Not pretend like to be a fake guy and go on somebody's podcast and talk crap. But he doesn't even deserve acknowledgement.
So do you really think they would go into the seat? Like, let's say, I know I've asked you this before, and I know what your answer was, but it sounded like Mike Tomlin this morning echoed your thoughts on this, which is if they had to go into the season with Rudolph, they'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he's their best option to remain available.
Right now, yeah.
I don't think that he's a bum. I think he's proven it over his career with Pittsburgh when he's gotten an opportunity. Once again, that's revisionist history. If you look back at some of the stuff he was able to do when he was here, it was pretty doggone good, I think. For the opportunity he got and the obstacles he had to overcome, is he the perfect plan, perfect idea? No, but I think they can win, I hate to say it, 10 games with him. So,
Yeah,
Omar's on route. So.
All right. So do you have to go like get set up for Omar now? Is that the thing you got to do? Because while you're gone, what I can do is I can give away the Bettis jersey unless you want to be here for it.
No, I mean – you could just take over, and whenever Omar's probably only going to be like 10 minutes, I guess.
You say that now.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Right. I'm going to give away the Bettis jersey, and we got a handful of those raffle tickets for the F-150 nice. That the Whitehall Fire Company is raffling off that you can buy for $45 at whitehallfire301.com. I'll handle that business. You'll be back in like what? 20 minutes.
Oh, if he shows up on time. They said he's en route, so.
What does en route mean?
En route means whenever they show up, your ass better be there.
Right. So it could be in 3 minutes. It could be in half an hour. And if it's in half an hour, I'm going to be gone. You're going to come back to a blank screen.
All right. Hi, people.
All right. Kaboom's
What are we going to do this tomorrow, maybe?
Maybe. Let's see what Omar has to say. All
right. Yeah. I'll try to be back. We'll see.
All right. Hurry up. All right. Kaboom's going to go do his thing with Omar. I want to ask him, too, about the idea of, because Mike Tomlin kind of leaned into it, the idea of drafting a quarterback. Mentioned it multiple times. Mentioned it yesterday. Mentioned it again this morning, I believe. We'll go back through the transcripts and make sure we get the answers exactly right, because there are people in the comments who are mad that this is how we're spending our time. And Nika makes a good point on X. He said complete quarterback room turnover. Well, I mean, it by default is going to be complete quarterback room turnover, because last year's quarterback room was Wilson, Fields, and Kyle Allen. So by default, Nika, it's going to be a complete and total turnover of the entire quarterback room. Yeah, you can't. And real simple answer, Brian, to the question of how Kaboom got the seat right next to Mike Tomlin. He showed up earlier than anybody else. The man shows up early and gets the work done. So here's what we're doing. A couple things. We've got dedicated accounts now. I'm going to handle some business while Kabali is over talking to Omar Khan in another corner of the lobby down there at the Breakers in West Palm or Fort Lauderdale or wherever the hell they are. I know there was somebody in the comments on X who was very mad that Kabali took a shot at West Palm. It was this guy, AP. Mark, you don't know anything about West Palm Beach, Florida. LOL. Okay, whatever. It's South Florida. Is anybody worried about the La Quinta that Kabali's staying in, or the fact that maybe you have friends that live there or you're from there and that maybe we made fun of your town just a little bit? Anyway, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take care of some business while Kaboom is talking to Omar Khan. We officially reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube over the weekend to the Kaboom and Mac channel. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. We appreciate every single one of yous. And that means we have to give away to one of the people that reposted and tagged friends in one of these Bettis jersey giveaway tweets. We have to give away this autographed Jerome Bettis jersey I have sitting right over here in the corner. Hold on, let me grab it. And I got it already boxed up, ready to go right here, in plastic still. I'll show it to you one more time. There we go. Look at that. Ooh, it's pretty. It's so pretty. There you go. There's your autographed Jerome Bettis jersey already wrapped in plastic, ready to be shipped off to you if you win here in a second. And the way I'll do it is I'm going to get the old random number generator up on the phone, and we'll simply roll through the tweets, right, that you guys reposted and tagged your friends in and then subscribe to the podcast with. And just so it's all on the up and up, I'll show you guys the numbers so that we don't screw around here. All right. So let me pull the old random number generator up, okay? See right there. Last time I used it, it said 48, okay? We're going to go 1 to 100. There were at least half a dozen tweets and posts on social media that Mark and I put out there that you guys were nice enough to repost, tag your friends in so that they would become aware of the podcast, and then all you subscribe to the show. We appreciate it. And again, if you're just joining, Kabali's going to be back in a minute. He's got to go over and talk to Omar Khan. Right now, I'm going to give away this Jerome Bettis jersey. So stay put if you're a subscriber to the show. It might end up being you that wins it. All right. So the first random number generation. Here we go. What's that say? 64? I'm looking at it backwards on the screen. 64. So I'm going to roll through. Look what we're going to do here. This is real fun. Real fun to watch, isn't it? I'm going to take the old laptop here. See the old laptop there? And I'm just going to roll through the tweets and count 64. Let's see. There's one tweet. There's one tweet. There's two. There's three. There's four. There's five. There's six posts. There's seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. This is fun. 24, 25, 26. I should just count by sixes now. 30, 36, 42. No, 36 plus 6 is 42. I'm good at math. 48, 54, 60, which gets us to, here we go. 61, 62, 63, 64. All right. And now I'm going to generate another random number and it'll decide which one of the people on here that retweeted this post, or tagged their and or tagged their friends in it, gets the Bettis jersey. Here we go. Generate another random number, 61 this time. All right. I'm going to rotate through the 60. There's four. There's 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. All right, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56. Here we go. 60 and 61. Here we go. All right, I've got one. We've got a winner for the Bettis jersey. He's got the screenshot of his subscription to the Cabali and Mac podcast. And as you can see, he tagged three friends right there. You can see a note on my laptop that says take laptop in because I got to get it replaced later today. And the winner is this guy, Aiden Mink. Aiden Mink on Twitter is your handle. Aiden, I'm going to DM you later today. Thank you for subscribing to Cabali and Mac. Thank you for reposting the Bettis giveaway tweet and tagging three friends. And it looks like you follow all of us. And you've been interacting with the show, too. So, seriously, we're super appreciative. Aiden, I will shoot you a DM in just a second here to get your info so that we can send you the autographed Jerome Bettis jersey. All right? So, that is done. And it's exciting because now we're going to see what we can cook up for the next giveaway as we've eclipsed 1,000 subscribers now here on Cabali and Mac. Thanks as well, by the way. Got to thank Impact HVAC. It's a weird day weather-wise in Western PA. You know that if you live here. If you live somewhere else in the world, you don't care. But it's kind of humid. It's kind of warm. It's kind of sticky, but it's still kind of chilly, and it's going to be cold again tonight. All these things can wreak havoc with your HVAC if you don't have it tuned up and ready to go. Whether it's in winter, like our furnace just went kaputsky a couple weeks ago, Impact HVAC came in. Tried fixing it a couple times. That was the nice part. They tried really hard to get the thing fixed, and then came back around and eventually had to replace the whole thing because it's as old as the house that we live in, 15 years. So replaced the whole thing, got us a new furnace just in time for the end of winter, beginning of spring, and they'll come back out in a few months, not a few months, probably about a month, month and a half, to tune up the AC before we get that thing cranking every single day as well when it gets hot in the middle of summer. You want Impact HVAC to take care of the stuff in your house, your systems, heating, cooling, all of it. Go to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, and they will take care of you. Thanks to Tony and everyone there for being a part of Cabali and Mac. A couple other things that I wanted to dive into, and we can get into it before I give away the tickets for the F-150 raffle that Whitehall Fire Company is doing. I think we got the good stuff out of the way with Cabali sitting there like this, Tomlin drenched in sweat, and all of the shenanigans from this morning. But some of the stuff that I thought was interesting, because Mike Tomlin did speak to the media yesterday, and Kaboom sent me the full transcript late last night. So as I was scrolling through it, looking at it, I did notice there, like I said, were some interesting things about the draft and rookie quarterbacks that I think alluded to the fact that that is a serious consideration for them. And it's about the quarterback room. Hold on. I want to make sure I quote everything correctly. So the question was asked, where do you guys stand? This is the very first question yesterday Mike Tomlin was asked by the media. And it was, where do you guys stand on the current pursuit of a quarterback and what might have happened? It's a long answer, so bear with me. I'm going to read it, and I'm not going to do it in some cheesy Mike Tomlin impersonation voice, because as many stupid voices as I can do, I don't do a good Mike Tomlin voice, obviously. That actually was the first word of the answer. I didn't even plan that, I swear to God. Obviously, we're still evaluating the acquisition of a guy at that position, whether it's free agency and or the draft. And so we're doing our due diligence, communicating with some free agents, also preparing for the draft. Still communicating with free agents. Joe Flacco. Sorry, that's the first name that popped into my head. I don't know if that's what he meant by that or not. He could have just meant Rodgers, singularly. Omar, Mike Tomlin continued, and I just got off on a nice tour here last week where we went to Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Texas, for example, our last three trips. I think all three of those institutions have quarterbacks that are draft eligible. And so it's been a good process for us. I know what we said regarding Russell and Justin, but it didn't pan out that way. Such is life. It's a good Tomlinism. Such is life in our game, and particularly in free agency. But we're optimistic about the room that we're constructing. Excited about having Mason back. Knowledge of him as a player and a man. Continue to explore a lot of options in terms of rounding that room out. And again, when Kaboom gets back from talking to Omar Khan, which hopefully is in another, I'm going to guess, 15, 20 minutes. When he gets back, I want to ask him about just how high up the list of priorities he thinks maybe Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have placed adding a rookie quarterback. Because I've been of the mind for a couple of weeks now that, well, really since it became clear that they were no longer interested in Russell Wilson, that they were going to have to, unless they were going to sign two street free agents, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco to go with Mason Rudolph, that wouldn't make much sense. Unless they were going to roll with Skylar Thompson as their third quarterback, which, hey, they signed him to a reserve futures contract. He's technically on the roster. I've thought for a while that they were going to have to draft a quarterback just to fill out the room, right? And hell, if Rodgers completely spurns them, then yeah, it and there's no other veteran free agents that are of interest, then yeah, you have to draft a quarterback or sign a rookie free agent, undrafted free agent, just to literally fill out a three-man quarterback room. And then those three quarterbacks would be Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, and whatever random rookie quarterback you bring in. All that said, it feels increasingly likely, especially with the way he talked about going to Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Texas for pro days, that they are more than interested in rookie quarterbacks. And look, they go to every big pro day that they can anyway, other than Michigan, which they had to skip so they could spend 6 hours getting to know Aaron Rodgers. So we can't necessarily just look at the list of pro days that they went to and say, they're interested in Riley Leonard and Will Howard and what was the other one we mentioned? Texas, Quinn Ewers. They're interested in those guys. I mean, if you want, I guess those could be the guys. For me, those are all like fifth, sixth round picks at best, maybe more like, you know, in the case of like a Riley Leonard, that's probably an undrafted free agent, I guess. I don't know. I'm not high on any of those guys in particular. I just don't think a ton about this rookie quarterback class outside of maybe Cam Ward and kind of Shedeur Sanders and kind of Jackson Dart. Beyond that, I just don't think, you know, Jalen Milroe is so unrefined and has a long way to go, I think, to be NFL ready on a regular basis. Super talented, but is he going to be able to walk in and start year one? Certainly not. Do they have the right offensive coordinator to bring along a young rookie quarterback to go from being a rookie sitting and watching in year one to taking over in year two? If that were to be the case, I don't know. A lot of different questions about it, but clearly something that they're thinking seriously about and something that I want to ask Mark more about when he gets plugged back in after the Omar Khan media availability here is just how important is it to them? Just how important is it to the Steelers to draft a quarterback? Would they be willing, and this is something that people keep floating out there, would they be willing to take one in the first round? If a Shedeur Sanders slides to 21, would they do that? Is Jackson Dart at 21 realistic? You know, you can't lose sight of the fact that they really need a young defensive lineman in this draft, given the fact that their line is only getting older. And when I say their line, I mean Cam Hayward. And Cam has been a revelation at times over the last few years because he continues to somehow get better as he gets older, which is ridiculous what that man's done towards the end of his career. But he's not going to continue to do that every single year. So you better have another piece in place. And it feels like they understand the importance of that, given that it's a deep draft for defensive linemen. Without a second round pick, though, how deep can it be? Can you draft one in the third round? Is that where it's going to work for you? If you decide to go quarterback in the first round or some other skill position, right? Running back has been talked about. I know Mark's brought that up a couple times in the last few weeks about maybe running back in the first round. Maybe not Ashton Jeanty, but like Omarion Hampton, which, again, I wouldn't do. If I'm in charge of this thing, I'd probably lean D-line in the first round. But it sounds like, again, maybe just because the conversation over the last 24 hours with Mike Tomlin has been predominantly about the quarterback position, it sounds like they're legitimately looking at that in the draft as well. No idea where they rank it on the scale of their priorities, though, for the draft. Maybe that's something Kaboom is asking Omar Khan about right now as that media availability is taking place as we speak. So we gave away the autographed Bettis jersey. Congratulations again to Aiden. I'm going to shoot you a DM here in just a couple of minutes, Aiden, to make sure we get you your address and ship that off to you. Thanks again to all of you who are subscribing on YouTube. Super appreciative. Thank you for getting us up over 1,000 subscribers. And like I said, thanks to our friends at First and Goal Sports. FirstandGoalSports.com. First and Goal Collectibles is out at South Hills Village for those that live in the Pittsburgh area. I know some of you don't. But they have an amazing collection of stuff. They have in-store signings every once in a while. They just had Max Talbot, former Pittsburgh Penguin, last month to stop by and do a signing there in-store. They do awesome stuff like that all the time, including providing this autographed Jerome Bettis jersey that we're going to send to Aiden, the autographed Sidney Crosby plaque that we sent to Larry out in California last month, and we'll see what else we can cook up. Let's see, that's Penguins and Steelers. Maybe we cook up something Pirates-related. Maybe it can't involve a closer because they don't really have one. Can't involve a bullpen because they don't really have one of those either. Maybe it'll involve one of the starting pitchers. Because that seems to be one of the few hopes for the Pirates, Paul Skeens. I'm not saying we'll get a Skeens item from First and Goal, but if they have one, trust me, I'm going to do everything I can to convince them that we need to give it away to you guys for whatever we come up with next. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Tell friends, tell neighbors, tell loved ones that you need to get subscribed at Kabali and Mac on YouTube. Kaboom just texted me. He's done with Omar already. So he's going to be jumping back in, unless he means he's done with the show today. Hold on. I'm just going to say done with Omar already. Why would the autocorrect say done with Omos already? No, Omar. Like, autocorrect freaking sucks. Done with Omar already. And we'll see if Mark logs back in here in a second. But while we're waiting for his answer, I am going to also give away. We just started a Kaboali and Mac Twitter account. If you're on X, you're on Twitter, you're using it. We'll spread it out to all the social media over the next week or two. It's a process. Like I've mentioned this before, but Mark and I started this 2.5 months ago. It's just kind of like a, hey, do you want to go on Twitter or YouTube and kind of talk about the Steelers losing to the Ravens and the end of the season and the quarterbacks and all that and everything else. And we did it and it, you know, you guys paid attention to it. Thank you again so much to all of you that have jumped on board the moving train, as Mike Tomlin would say. We appreciate all of you who have afforded us the opportunity to get calls from people who were interested in becoming sponsors. Like that has been amazing. Calls from people we don't even know who were like, hey, how can we support the show? Really incredible. So thank you to all of you who have helped make that happen. But we kind of started this kind of flying by the seat of our pants, to be totally honest. And so that being said, a lot of the stuff just gets done on the side because Kaboom still got writing to do for the Pat McAfee show and WWE. I've still got the afternoon gig on Y108. where I play Mark's favorite Shaboozy all the time. And by the way, what the hell was up with the Morgan Wallen walking off the stage at Saturday Night Live thing at the end of the show? Does that mean anything to anybody? I don't know. It doesn't matter to those of you that don't care about Morgan Wallen or country music or Saturday Night Live for that matter. Anyway, we started a Twitter account. It's a hell of a digression. And it's at Kabali and Mac, spelled out A-N-D, Kabali and Mac on Twitter. Go follow it if you haven't yet. But if you noticed us throw it up over the weekend, then you noticed that I also tweeted out an opportunity to win some raffle tickets for this raffle that the Whitehall Fire Company is doing. WhitehallFire301.com. If you'd like to just cut the line and buy a ticket for $45, they're selling as many as they can and raffling off a brand new Ford F-150 STX. Thing's gorgeous. It's all white. It's sitting right there in the driveway at Whitehall Fire Hall. If you drive up and down 51 in Baldwin Whitehall, you can see it sitting there. It's gorgeous. It's a big boy truck, but not so big that you can't like navigate crowded streets with it. It's the perfect truck, it looks like to me. I am not getting it for my 16-year-old daughter because that would be a disaster, but you have a chance to win it. And so I asked you on the new Kabali and Mac Twitter to simply repost the tweet I put out over the weekend mentioning the new account and the truck being raffled off and tag a friend who needs a truck. And a lot of you did so. So the second thing I see when I go on Twitter to check the account is the picture of Mark and Mike Tomlin just sitting there. Star of the internet today. It's just, he's taken over the internet. Welcome back. Oh my God, it's nice out there. Look at that.
Yeah, woohoo. It must have been 100 degrees in that room when Omar was talking. He was schmutzing all over the place.
A lot of hot air in there.
Yeah, and first thing he says is, oh, I see a lot of memes floating around on you. Thanks, Omar. Thanks.
I mean, he's not wrong. Not wrong at all. So I gave away the Bettis jersey while you were gone. Aiden Mink on Twitter. I'm going to DM him here after the show as soon as we're done. Get his address. And it was all on the up and up. I did the random number generator again. And we landed on Aiden. So Aiden's
going to
win. What
number was he? 666?
No. Why? Why you got to be like that? And I do have to give away the raffle tickets for the F-150 before we wrap up today, too. But since you're back.
Look at the old Palm Breaker Beach.
God damn, that's nice. Yeah. What is it, like 80 degrees there right now?
That's more like 85. It was cool yesterday. It was really cool. Rained a little bit. Now it's just like a billion degrees, sunny. Oh, there's a cloud over there.
Oh,
I think the problem was Mar-a-Lago's right down the street. So
you can walk over, see if you can say hi, see if you can get a cabinet position.
He had a weekend here, so they had to shut down a lot of the roads. So it had to detour a lot of people. A lot of people weren't happy. I didn't care because I was coming from the other angle.
Secretary of Candy, Mark Kabali.
Well, I don't think RFK would like me there, but
he'd be fine. You guys could argue over Red 6 for a little bit, and you'd be all good. Red 40, Red 6, whatever. The food dye. I don't know. I don't keep up on all of it. All I know is I'm going to rattle off the names of these people who are also winning the F-150 raffle tickets real quick. And then I have questions for you about what Omar had to say and questions about something else Mike Tomlin said that I was talking about while you were gone and I was rambling, killing time while you were over there talking to the GM. What's up?
Doing my job, you mean?
Yeah, doing your job. Okay.
I don't see you do the podcast in the middle of announcing Shaboozy.
No, I'm what they call singularly focused on the task at hand. See,
that's what I hear.
Yeah. I'm gonna, the first five people I think who retweeted this, I'm gonna just go ahead and read out their name. We had Tallulah on Twitter, Dave Calvert on Twitter, Andrew on Twitter, and hold on, there's two others. There's another Andy, and there's a Sean G. So I'm going to DM those folks after the show make sure they all get their raffle tickets for the Ford F-150. What did Omar have to say?
I have to go through my tape again.
It was 5 minutes ago.
I understand that, but you know, a lot of times you got to hear the intricate details of everything. And I asked him about the report of DK throwing with Aaron. He goes, "Oh, I didn't hear that, but if it is, it's nice."
Hmm.
That was the only words he said there. I mean, just getting reads off of both Tomlin twice and now Omar, I think they fully expect Aaron to be their quarterback within the next, whatever, couple weeks. It's not going to last in July. It's not going to last in June. It might not even last April 9th. I think there's a true feeling or a belief that he's going to be their quarterback.
What is it about the way those two were acting that makes you think that it's a fait accompli, 98.5%, 99% done?
Just a feeling, I guess, knowing those guys and knowing when they're telling the truth and when they're lying, and for a lack of a concrete hard evidence that you could tell that something was more than just what it spoke of. There was a lot of questions about DK and if he was told anything or anything to that fact.
Uh-huh.
But the tone, more than the words with Omar. Omar's very guarded with words. So the tone, the facial expressions, it almost tells you that, like I said, I got to read that this going to – they are pretty much sure that this is going to happen. But it is free agency. And like I said, Omar did say it is free agency, and basically anything can happen. Although it might not be likely at this point, but you can't sit there and say he's coming when there's still he has options, whatever options those might be. Until he's there, I mean, you have to go under the assumption that he's not going to be there, but they're going under the assumption he is there. So he must have given them some kind of concrete, like, you know, wink, wink, nod, don't worry, man, we're good, something like that.
That's a lot to go on going into – any part of the offseason, a wink, wink, nod, nod, I'll be there. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, at this point,
what else are you going to do?
Yeah, plus, I mean, if they didn't know that, Russell wouldn't be in New York right now because he wanted to come here. He wanted to come back. So everything lines up. Now, they could have that rug pulled out in front of them. I wouldn't anticipate that right now. Everything you're hearing, I mean, like I said, Omar is very cautious with what he says.
Right.
So he's not going to come out and say, we're looking for a quarterback, we're looking for this. I mean, even stuff about Justin Fields, he wouldn't even get into very much specifically. So, but it was hot as hell. And I think you're going to have it. I think if you move forward with the thought of he's your quarterback, you're not going to be wrong. I mean, let's face it now. When I asked him about the DK report of throwing with him, it seemed like he understood that happened.
Right.
And you don't throw with somebody just for the hell of it. Hey, DK, just happens to be on the team I'm talking to. Let's go throw some balls.
Yeah, I mean, that. I don't want to say that seems like a giveaway of sorts or a tell of sorts, but would it also surprise or shock the hell out of us if Aaron Rodgers just wanted to hang out with DK Metcalf to see if there was a vibe or not, and then decides he doesn't want to play here or play with him?
Why are you always so negative, Mac?
No, I'm not negative. I'm trying to keep the world of possibilities open here because everybody's just willing and ready to assume that he's going to be the guy and it's going to happen eventually. And Mike Tomlin's like, whenever he gets to us, he gets to us. So, Kaboom, you like candy bars too. Tell me about that. You like the Twixes is the best or the Milky Way is the best? And Omar's like, oh, yeah, you know, when it happens, it happens. I mean, there's a draft next month, I guess. Like, zero sense of urgency to figure out the quarterback position. And I'm not going to be one of those people that is lighting their hair on fire and running around Market Square because of it. But it is a little disconcerting that, like you said, the possibility still exists because of how mercurial Aaron Rodgers is. He could just pull the rug out from underneath him and go back home whenever he feels like it and be done.
As for the long-term effect of it all is, I think Omar did say, went against Mike Tomlin a little bit, saying it is a little concerning that they don't have a long-term plan in place. That's not ideal. Tomlin basically said, come talk to me next year, and if it's still an issue, then we'll talk about it. So there's a little bit of a difference of opinion in that regards right now. I just really don't think that they care about 2026. I mean, that might not be how they you want their organization to be run, but they think they can win now. And they think they can win now by having Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and some of the additions that they have. And how can we sit here and honestly complain about a team that's trying to win? Pirates, you know, this is a team's trying to win. They're not worried about 2027. I mean, somebody asked Mike Tomlin today about flag football in 2028. I guess it's an Olympic sport, maybe.
Yeah.
He goes, somebody said, hey, you going to allow the players to go there? And Mike Tomlin goes, I don't know what I'm doing next week, let alone 2028. That just gives you the mindset of he's worried about right now. Once again, you can sit there and complain about that's not the way it should be, but that's their point of view, the organization's point of view. And what's more right now than Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback? That's right now, man.
No, everything is right now. And maybe that's the problem here, is that without getting too philosophical or esoteric about the thing, like, this is an organization that we've just grown up with being used to it functioning with, like, a very steady hand and a plan. And it always felt like everything was planned out about four steps ahead, and they were always working ahead, thinking about the next. We draft and develop and all that stuff. And now, what are you, walking into the bushes? Where are you going?
Wait. There we go. That's better. All right, this one's in the way.
No, you're good.
It's not an easy place to find it.
It adds a vibe. Leave them there. Leave them there. You're good.
It's not an easy place to find a place with Wi-Fi and where there's not a lot of people hear me yucking it up. So I
okay. Well, you know what? Screw them. They can listen to you yuck it up. It's your world. We're all just living in it, as evidenced by the internet this morning. So it's just odd to see the Steelers organization, one that has always functioned in a very conservative way. It's weird to see them act like this. It was weird enough to see them like trade first round picks for players and then draft a quarterback, a quarterback in the first round who they were reaching on, like Pickett, and, you know, and do all the things that they've done over the last 4 or 5 years. It's been very different. And this just kind of is another layer to that cake of, man, the Steelers just don't operate like they used to anymore.
Well, they haven't always had an 18-year head coach that hasn't won anything in about
a decade or so.
More than a decade. More than
15 years.
So you talk about sense of urgency. That's the guy that has the sense of urgency of winning now. What does he care about 4 years from now? He wants to win now. And I think that that's the plan he sold to Omar and Art. And Art's always been like wanting to win now.
Hey, yeah.
Like I said, I would much rather him win 8, 9, 10 games and be in the playoffs than go 62-100 and not win a playoff series since 1979.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people. It was. I don't know how many people try to make realistic comparisons between the Steelers and the Pirates, though, right? Like, it's just the Pirates have become what they are, and you're right. Like, nobody has any expectations for them. With the Steelers, our expectations are probably a little too high sometimes because you can't win a Super Bowl every year. But we're always told that that's the goal, right? And they seemingly, like you said, make it the goal. And more than ever, they are focused on the short term and the now and trying to get back there, I guess, if they really believe they're that close, as opposed
But what's wrong with it?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying the Pittsburgh sports fan, I think, looks at it and says, unless we see something that tells us you are definitely a contender, why are you acting like you are? Like, we talked about it after the Super Bowl, right? And during the playoffs. They don't look like they're anywhere near that level of the Eagles and the Chiefs and the Bills and even the Ravens. And yet they're acting like they think they're on that level in how they're going about building the team. I mean, if it ends up getting them, like I said, 11, 12 wins and somehow they steal the division and end up in an AFC championship game, I'm not going to complain about it at all. I'll happily embrace that over, to your point, you know, 35, 40 years of losing in a wild card game being the pinnacle of everything like we do with the ball club in town.
Yeah, I asked Tomlin about that today, about those last 5 games, and he said, you know, we just live in the night, we don't worry about that. But then he circled back talking about, you know, it was sort of an eye-opener of, you know, how you how far away the team might be and what they need to be able to compete. So there's at least recognition that there's a space between them and then those top four teams in the AFC right now. I mean, that's very unusual for him to admit that. So at least there's awareness. He got awareness that there's a somewhat long-term to go, way to go. But they also think if you add Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, you know, Darius Slay, that it gets them that much closer.
Yeah. I look, to your point, after watching what we've seen with our baseball team for the last, like I said, 35 years or so, it's hard to complain about a team believing that they're going to do everything they can to win now. I get it. From that perspective, yeah. You sit back and you say, well, hell, if we got to wait another week and a half or 2 weeks to get a four-time MVP Hall of Fame quarterback in here, then we'll suck it up and wait a couple more weeks.
I'll make a comparison real quick about them and the Penguins. The Penguins are, you know, trying to build for the future, which is great while keeping some of their stars around. But there's no guarantee 4 years from now, 30 draft picks are going to turn into anything but what you have right now. So, I mean, there's no guarantee of that. So why not go with what maybe that's right for the Penguins to do, but why blow it up for this season when you don't know what the future might bring? If you do tank, doesn't mean you're getting a good quarterback next year. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't assure you anything. What's assured of you right now is a team that could probably be in the mix for 9-10 wins in a playoff spot. Let's see what happens from there. I'm just fine with that. I'm fine because maybe it's because I covered that 2003 team, and that was one of the more miserable things I've done in my career because they're just awful and they lost all the time. Yeah. I mean, I could see how maybe Art looks at this and, man, I don't ever want to be down that path again. So,
yeah, and you've also covered the 2005 team that was a wild card and won three games on the road to go to the Super Bowl.
If you can assure me you're getting Ben the next year, yeah, I'll tank all you want.
Yeah, but that's not a guarantee. I get it. You're in beautiful, warm Florida where everything's sunshiny and happy. I can't blame you for that.
Hot.
It's hot down there. All right, go get some Gold Bond. Go get some Gold Bond so you don't chafe at all. Let's wrap things up on this. I know you don't care about hockey at all. Not college hockey, anyway. Penn State, first Penn Frozen State. Four in program history. Here we go, baby. Here we go. 25 years ago, they were playing in an old ice rink, and now here we go. They were a club Penn team State 25 years ago. Now they're D1 headed to the Frozen Four, baby.
Penn State's unbelievable at sports that nobody cares about, wrestling, hockey.
Women's volleyball national championship this year, by the way.
Lacrosse. All those money-making sports.
Hey, I mean, they were
national champs 2026, baby.
They were in the Final Four in football this year. I mean, I'll take Final Fours. You're freezing up. You got no Wi-Fi. I'm going to let you go.
Next year.
You're totally frozen. We've completely lost you. I'm going to let you go. It's been a fun show today. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow after you type out all the Omar stuff.
All right. I'm going to go do some work here. I've been here go 8 hours and got nothing.
Good job.
All right.
We'll see. All right. I'll see you later, Bob. Kabali's gone. That's going to do it for the show. And he'll be down there with more stuff. Don't worry. In the coming days. I think he flies back on Wednesday. So a lot more from Kaboom down in Florida over the next few days, including what he got from Omar a couple minutes ago, which he couldn't even remember from 3 minutes previous. It's why he records the stuff so he can write it down later. Thanks again for following along at Kabali and Mac on YouTube and now on Twitter as well. Dedicated Twitter account for the show. Also, we'll get one up and going on Instagram and Facebook and, I don't know, TikTok. Do we need to do that? All the social media over the next week or two. Congratulations to the winners, Mr. Andrews, Sean G, Calvert Music, Wins 0E, The Prof 722. They all won the raffle tickets for the truck. Congratulations to Aiden Mink, who won the autographed Jerome Bettis jersey. We'll have more good stuff coming for you very, very soon. Thanks to all of you for watching and subscribing. Thanks to the Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com, for sponsoring as well. Looking to buy or sell a home in Pittsburgh, they are there to help you. This has been perhaps one of the most scintillating editions yet of Cabali and Mac, with half the show live from Florida.